We have been told for quite a number of years that in anchoring the light body and in manifesting the fourth dimensional frequency body, which Jesus manifested after the resurrection, that when the time came for that demonstration, we would be given special breathing techniques that would aid in this process. Step one is weaving the cocoon of white light around your physical and auric fields. You know that the white light that we refer to is the etheric light body, your Christ self, which is approximately 2 to 3 feet away from the physical and auric field. You visualize this as a milky white substance and you start to weave it around your body counterclockwise for a protective purpose, as a caterpillar weaves a cocoon in order to have his transmutation into that butterfly state. And you begin by tucking your feet in with this cocoon of substance and winding it around the body until you reach the top of the head, the crown chakra, and you do not close off the crown chakra. You think of it in the terms of a stem that is attached to the divine energy, the origin of our being, the Father, Mother, God. In step two, which is the new technique that we have been given, you begin to breathe through this as a tube, meaning, of course, the stem that you have left at the crown chakra attached to the origin of being, to the Creator himself. Think of yourself as being in a tube of white light. Everything that you know about yourself, your physical vehicle, your mental, your emotional, your soul body, is encased in this cocoon of white light or tube, and through the stem or tube that is attached from the crown chakra, the breathing comes in and goes out of that, just like a diver's tube is like a snorkel. You breathe through that in order to get your oxygen or prana. See yourself standing in the middle of the cocoon you have just woven. Breathe in through the stem or tube and see every cell of your body and your entire auric field being filled with that pure substance or energy. This transmutes, changes, lifts, purifies all that you are, all that you have been. The third step is to breathe out. Now we call this the flushing process because of this beautiful white light that has penetrated every cell and every atom of your auric field. You can expel or exhale every unwanted condition, physical, mental, emotional, or from soul karma conditions. This is the breathing in and out of the white light, your own Christ self. It is a very necessary thing to understand in the fourth phase of this, that you cannot do this more than 3 or 4 times. Hold yourself in the image of this tube as long as you feel comfortable, but do not force it, because our experience is already proving that it can only be held and be successful for those two or three or possibly four times in the breathing in of white light and the breathing out of it. As soon as you feel that you have accomplished this, for as long as you can sustain it honestly, then you move to the fifth step, which is a meditation period. You let yourself become the light that you have breathed in, knowing that you have exhaled everything that is unwanted in your body, mind, and soul condition. This type of meditation possibly lasts from 3 to 5 minutes. You are then in the Christ or the light body. You are the Christ at that moment. The sixth phase is knowing that you can repeat this process about 3 times in a day if you find the time and the energy and that inclination. Don't feel guilty or upset if you find that you are not comfortable doing it more than 1 time in the day, because this is an extremely powerful exercise. It will create conditions in your body, and it will change much of your thinking and feeling about yourself and your life itself. In this sixth phase, you may begin to start to receive different colors. When you do, in that state of consciousness, find that a certain color comes to your vision to breathe in and out, that is the right color for you. In other words, your own Christ self is giving you a specific color to work with. It might be pink, it might be violet, it might even be an aqua color. All the colors are not entirely interpreted yet, because for each individual, it might have a different meaning or a different purpose. It might be for a different condition in you than it might be for another person who has a different condition, but that particular color would work in that particular phase. Remember also that we're working on many levels, physical, mental, and soul karma in these instances. So what might be necessary, let us say in the color pink for your physical body, might be necessary to use pink in another frame of reference for someone else in a soul karmic condition. So don't prescribe the colors. At least in this phase or evolution of consciousness, the colors do not apply to every person in the same way or for the same condition. We must also bear in mind that white is the composite of all colors. Therefore, since you are breathing in the white light of your own Christ self, you are breathing in all the colors at that time. And this is the reason why you cannot sustain it in the beginning for a very long, protracted period of time. And that is why also you will be given varied colors at different times in order to relieve that intensity of the white light and balance out the fact that you are working strictly from the Christ-like body on the physical plane. In other words, this is the actual anchoring, living in, experiencing your own Christ self at that moment, be it 3 minutes, 5 minutes, be it once a day, twice a day, 3 times a day. This type of meditation might be sustained honestly and fruitfully for about 15 minutes. Then you know you really have accomplished something, living, breathing in and through your own light body, the fourth dimension. Now we come to step 7. The exercise of the white light is then transferred after you have successfully worked on yourself for another party. We recommend that you take someone that is very near and dear to you, someone with whom you have a great deal of rapport to begin with. Visualize that person standing in the room with you, close, but not too close physically. Weave the white cocoon of light around that party. Very quickly, after having practiced so much on yourself, you will see the individual encased in a tube of white light. And over this, you will note a pyramid forms with the apex facing upward. The top of the pyramid or triangle is opened. This is the symbolic chamber in which this person is protected in the divine sense of man implanted on the earth planet physically, reaching up toward the Godhead, the Creator. You reach down in your own consciousness, in your own white light tube of protection, through the opening in the pyramid. And through your own light body, you breathe for this individual down through the opening at the top of the pyramid or triangle. You, in other words, are giving a form of artificial respiration. You breathe in and out for the party that you're working for. Eventually, you will feel, or you will actually see, your friend or your family member breathing at the same rhythm and pattern as you are breathing. And as you are exhaling, you are drawing out that which is undesirable in his or her own body or auric field. You can do this for anyone. Someone who might be ill, someone who might be reaching up for another and higher state of consciousness, or someone in a distance who needs the communication with you. If you find that you have trouble at first sustaining this image and holding this breathing in and breathing out exercise, don't be concerned and don't feel guilty and upset with yourself. Just continue to perfect your own breathing apparatus and image and holding yourself anchored in the tube of white light, your own Christ body. And then eventually, the seventh step, which I have just outlined to you, will just come very automatically and easily. None of this can be forced. And that's the reason it wasn't given to us any earlier than this, because we had to go through all the other steps before we reached this one. And now, as we close this meditation and go into our own contemplative state, we breathe together the Spirit which created us and in which we have our own life. So be it.